Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PaintScience.com, and this is your audio version of today's post, Kooky Therapist Beliefs About Gait and Fibromyalgia. Today's post is a little bit outraged and ranty, which will make it a fun audio version. It's inspired by this disturbing message from a reader and bullshit spotter. Quote, many physiotherapists believe that lifelong wearing of high heels is to blame for cases of fibromyalgia. One therapist stated he could accurately identify any woman walking down the street, whether she had fibromyalgia or not, just by her gait, posture, etc. He stated that he knew Lady Gaga had fibro before she knew it. Well, this is horrifying, but believable. Candidly, just between us, just between me and thousands of subscribers, that is crazy talk. That is the worst of the worst. But I'd like to take it seriously enough to break it down for you and explain exactly what is so wrong with it. I'm not going to bother with diplomacy here. Any healthcare professional who thinks anything like this is bad at his or her job. I am pretty wary of saying that kind of thing because I might be saying it to you. I might be saying it to a handful of paying subscribers. If that's the case, well, then you need the subscription more than most, and I hope you'll stick with me. I hope that you will see the value in hearing a contrary opinion because I am not going to pull my punches on this. You need to hear this. Time for some tough love if you, dear listener, happen to be one of the people who believes this or something like it. Okay, so a little bit of context first about pseudo-quackery. My respect for the profession of physical therapy has been in decline for years. While, of course, many physical therapists are excellent, the average seems to be worrisomely lower than I used to think. And the profession is very nearly as rife with bad ideas as its more obviously flaky cousins, chiropractic and massage, most notably. When I got out of massage therapy college, I had a pretty serious case of admiration for physical therapists, even though by massage therapy standards, I had very good training here in British Columbia, Canada. 3 years, 3,000-hour program, which was actually, you know, in many ways, at least in terms of time commitment and cost commitment, it was competitive with physical therapy training and education. It was clearly inferior, and I aspired to be more like a physical therapist, to be as much like a physical therapist as possible. And it wasn't until, you know, quite a bit later, it was probably at least 10 years, probably wasn't until 2010 or so that I first started to think, maybe it's not all that great. Physical therapists are masters of what I call pseudo-quackery. That is, ideas that seem, at least superficially, to be more scientifically and technologically plausible, like ultrasound. But which are ultimately just as bankrupt as more obvious snake oil. And so it is bizarre but all too believable that many physiotherapists would blame fibromyalgia on high heels, of all things, and claim to be able to identify fibromyalgia patients from their gait. Fibromyalgia has no single cause. The most basic overlooked fact about fibromyalgia is that it is almost certainly... Sorry, I misread that. It is almost certainly not one condition. It is a positively identifiable physiological state. It is not a diagnosis of exclusion. It is not just what is left over when everything else is eliminated. But that doesn't mean it has only one cause, and it almost certainly does not. It's extremely likely that there are between three and many ways to get into that fragile state. There are many paths to fibromyalgia. Therefore, all one true cause theories about fibromyalgia are bullshit, regardless of the quality of the individual theory. It might actually be a cause, even if it is truly a cause of fibromyalgia. There's no way in hell it is the cause. I have a guide to fibromyalgia, a book in progress, and you can head over there to learn more about the possible causes, and some of them are quite interesting. You can get to that through a link in the post, of course, or painscience.com/fibromyalgia. We should just stop listening every time we hear anyone acting like they can explain fibromyalgia in general in any way, because they're invariably doing that visually impaired person grabbing part of the elephant thing. But this gait thing is it's in another league of delusional overconfidence. It's just a dumb idea. It doesn't even make the list of candidates. There are several actual candidates, scary stuff, that can probably push people over that edge, but high heels and gait and posture, etc., they don't come anywhere close. People are just not that fragile. So this is basically an issue with the exaggerated importance of posture. Gait is, you know, basically just moving postures, essentially synonymous conceptually. Posture does matter, but it does not matter a lot. This is a point I have written about a great deal on painscience.com, and that article got some substantial updating this spring. So if you haven't read it, or you haven't read it in a long time, you might want to take a peek. It has evolved. That is painscience.com/posture. By the way, just about any major topic you can get to that way just by adding /topic. Not going to work every time, but I would guess that, you know, 70% of my articles have a relatively obvious main topic like stretching or Epsom for Epsom salts, that kind of thing. You can just usually just stick the main topic keyword in the browser address bar, and there you go. It's even better than searching, especially if you go to my site a lot. So, right, back to posture. Yes, of course, some physical stresses can eventually cause trouble, but we are amazingly robust critters, and such trouble is mostly subtle and slow-moving. If we seem to be broken by any trivial stress, especially while still young, I submit that biological vulnerability is more likely to be the real problem. One reason that people can probably get the impression that fibromyalgia or anything else can be caused by a relatively trivial source is because any minor stressor can be the straw that broke the camel's back. So this occasionally leads to straw blaming. But of course, the straw isn't the problem, and that's the point of the metaphor. The problem is the accumulation of insults and or the vulnerability to them. The bigger question is usually not what pushed you over the edge, but why were you so close to the edge in the first place? The idea that postural stresses alone can wreck an otherwise healthy person is fear-mongering garbage. I would say it is fear-mongering garbage to suggest even that it can be the thing that pushes someone over the edge. It's just not a serious enough stress. The kind of stuff that does push people over the edge, that does break the camel's back, is quite a bit worse. You know, things like years of sleep deprivation or a smoking habit or, you know, brutal psychological stress or, you know, but not subtle, not wearing high heels, for sure. Identifying fibromyalgia at a glance, this is the thought that got me going initially. This is what I, when I first wrote this, this is what I wanted to work towards. I think it has a misogynistic stink. This claim of being able to spot fibromyalgia patients from subtle and irrelevant characteristics is, you know, it's nasty, it's contemptible, self-delusional, or delusional self-promotional boasting. If you subjected these people who believe this to a controlled test, they would fail, guaranteed. Even if posture and gait actually could cause fibromyalgia, they'd still fail. They'd still fail the ability to detect it. But the misogynistic stink, the focus on women, the shoes they wear, the way they walk. Fibromyalgia is somewhat more common in women, but they hardly have a monopoly on it. This slant to this particular idea takes it, to me, to another level of offensive cluelessness. women are not just dismissed as hysterical hypochondriacs by far too many healthcare professionals. Their normal behaviors and biology are also pathologized and demonized far more than men's. Burn the witch thinking is still tragically pervasive in our culture, and surprisingly prevalent in healthcare particularly, where there are so many opportunities to either exaggerate or ignore women's unique health issues. Yeah, okay, that's the rant. The longer I write this newsletter thing and read it out loud, the less I want to do attack posts like this, where I scoff at bad ideas and punch down at people who, for instance, might just be kids starting out in the field. I was probably even more foolish in my early 20s. I didn't even go to massage therapy college until I was in my late 20s, and I went to school with several people who were, you know, 17 and 18 and 19 years old, and some of them were lovely, and some of them were more mature than I was at, you know, 10 years older than they were, but some of them weren't, and I mean, my God, some of them really seemed like kids. And I have to remind myself as I get deeper and deeper into age that I'm addressing a lot of people who are just starting out, who are very, very young. And in spite of that youth, probably not as crazy as I was at the same age. I was not exactly a paragon of critical thinking in that era of my life. Anyway, point is, I'm getting mellower. I'm mellowing with age, I'm getting nicer, and I'm mellowing because of this service. Having readers paying in advance for useful content is going to do that to you. More and more I lean towards just being of greater service, more positive, useful information. But it's also fun to still have a good rant once in a while. Reminds me of the good old days, and it's probably important to do sometime. Plus, some of you are in fact paying me for my kind of rant. Yeah, some of you are nostalgic about it and wish I would keep doing this, the same kind of ranting that I used to do all the time. Just one final addendum here. A handful of you may recognize this post. Technically, it's a rerun. I sent it out on Cyber Monday in late 2021 to a handful of people who signed up on that day. I was like half a dozen or something. I put out the word that if people signed up, I would give them an exclusive post, and they did, and I did, and now I'm recycling it. But I also went through it, half rewrote it, and added an audio version. So it's kind of like new. But just in case you were wondering, have I heard this before? You might have. You may have heard it before. Talk to you next time.